watched Friends, I'm assuming.
I've seen Friends. I never watched the entire thing. I'm one of like 300 million that probably didn't.
You're too old to suddenly be into Friends. That's like a millennial thing now. Like all the millennials are into Friends, even though it didn't exist before they were like of age.
Well, it's hard for me to process on a number of fronts. And I will say the first time I saw an entire episode, I was drunk in a tub in Dublin, Ireland.
Wow. And that's what's disturbing. I want to know the story behind that. The hell with Friends. What happened there that got you drunk in a tub in Dublin, Ireland?
Pints and whiskey, and then stumbling upstairs, and then being somewhat confused on time, I flipped on the TV, and in the room they had a big tub. I'm going to take a bath. I had tea time early in the morning. I was going to play some golf, which is a loose term. I just
have to go to Scotland for that.
Well, that's where I need to go. But, you know, this is in Ireland. So I'm there, and I got the tub running, and Friends comes on, and I'm like, well, this is weird. I'm in Dublin, Ireland, and I've never seen a full episode of Friends. And I wasn't trying to watch it. It was just on, and then I was drunk, and then that was the first time I'd ever seen a whole episode. There was really nothing more to it than that. I was in Ireland because I could go.
And did they dub it in Irish?
Like it was Gaelic Friends.
That would, or I think what they should do when they like export shows to England and they should dub them in the accent that they are. Like Ross would come home and go, "Aye, how are you doing, my mateys? And catch the barley stone.
Let's go with all the racial whatever Irish stereotype there might
be. Dude, I'm Irish. I can say whatever I want.
Pug Mahone, all that good stuff. So there you go, right?
Aaron Go Brawless.
Any accent's fine. We've talked about this before. Give it an Irish accent.
No, not any accents. It is not fine for you or me to do any accent.
No,
I can do the Irish accent poorly because I'm a good Irish boy.
Okay, that's fine. I'm like a quarter, I guess. There's English, Irish, Polish, and German. So whatever, I'm a mutt. I'm an American.
You can do the German accent. Oh, yeah.
I've got all of it. Then add Jew. So then I've got...
Jews. I
have
them.
A learned guilt from mom and genetic guilt from dad. Yeah. And it's a lot of trouble is really what it is. And I don't know how we got here. This all started with you talking about the Irish. No, it was about Friends. So let's get back to Friends.
Here's the thing. It's not even about Friends in general, but you know the character of Monica. The character of Monica and Friends, here's the story.
Now, Monica, wait a minute. Monica is...
Courtney Cox.
Who is it?
Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox, not Jennifer Aniston. Both, by the way, smoking hot.
Well, yeah. But Courtney Cox...
Is it wrong for me to say that? Wait a minute. You make me sound...
That's okay. You're allowed to say that. I don't care.
Well, but it makes me feel like maybe I shouldn't say it. Do I come off as being too lecherous?
Jennifer Aniston's 50. She can take care of herself, okay? You know, and if you liked her when she was in her 20s, that's great. You were probably in her 20s then? Well, you were in your 20s. You weren't in her 20s.
No, I was in my 20s.
You wanted to get in her 20s.
A whole nother show.
A lot of people wanted to get in her 20s, but it was just like Brad Pitt and like Vince Vaughn.
Really horrible, bad, dirty, but good.
So the backstory of Courtney Cox's character, Monica, was she was fat when she was younger. She lost all this weight and suddenly... She's now this, and you know what? I watch a show with my son, Nick, who's, he's 11, and we watch a bunch of TV shows together. That's kind of our bonding moment. Cause I'm a movie TV guy. That's what
that's
I do.
What
we
you
don't
do.
Watch sports.
Yeah.
We don't play sports, no activity or any shit like that. And there's this movie
move around much.
There's this TV show we watch called Baby Daddy.
Baby Daddy. I've missed that. Wait a minute. What Baby Daddy is what? Like, dads with babies that are from, babies' mamas?
It was on Freeform, which is sort of like Disney Channel with sex involved. Yeah. And Freeform, there's this guy who, this woman drops a baby off. This is your baby, and leaves it on his doorstep, and he has to take care of it. He lives with his brother and another roommate, and then his mom comes in, and it's just sort of like the shenanigans that happen raising a kid. It's a cute little show. It sounds
great.
It's come and gone and everything. And one of the characters in it is this woman played by Chelsea Kane, I think is her name. She's an actress. And the character of Riley was fat when she was younger and has lost all that weight then. And now she's thin and gorgeous and beautiful. And you look at, and it's funny, you look at the actress, you're like, you haven't been fat a day in your life, for Christ's sake. You don't know what it's like. It's like, I once went to the gym and I was talking to this guy who was a personal trainer. And I said, you know, it's tough when you're trying to make good decisions on eating and what have you. But, you know, at a certain point, you just want to have that second bowl of stew. And he's like, well, just don't have that second bowl of stew. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? You always want the second bowl of stew. What sort of insane person doesn't want that second bowl? Who doesn't want
that? That's
like, this is like the people who say, oh, I was so busy, I forgot to eat. I have never been so busy, I forgot. I've been so busy, I've not been able to, but I never forget. So these are different types of people, right?
I've been bigger than I am now. In fact, one other episode, there's a talk of me with the big chiglet teeth and the bad feathered hair and busting out of my too small shirt at the school
working
picture,
at putt-putt, you know, doing the muscle shirt and all that good stuff.
Well, yeah, not a muscle shirt. And in the midst of all that, though, I have gone through a day and then forgotten to eat.
Well, then so you're a different breed of American because I've never forgotten to eat. I've neglected to eat.
Well, okay, maybe it's somewhere in there. It's better than wanting to eat and not having food to eat.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is at the end of the day, did you sit and be like, oh, shit, I never ate.
I never get
to that point. No. Then you're a different person. Then you're a different breed of person. Because there are people out here, with like genuinely fat people.
Yeah.
You don't forget to eat. You may be too busy that you can't, or you don't have the time, or you're running around and you miss lunch and you got so many things to do, but your body does not let you forget to eat. Your body will then at a certain point, and then it will catch up.
Right.
But here's my point in how many TV shows have we seen? It would have been so many TV shows about the person who was, oh, I was fat when I was younger, but now I'm thin because it's Hollywood and Hollywood's all about image and no one's fat in Hollywood unless you're like Melissa McCarthy. You know what I mean? And then you kind of make a career out of it. And even then she had to lose weight.
Well, big girls need loving too, firstly. Secondly, they can act and they can do anything that any other girl can do. They're just bigger. That's just sort of I'm a friend to the big girl and a small. I love all. I'm here to support them.
My point being is if you really want to write realistic characters, you make people who are thin when they were younger. And then they got fat in real life. So what you need to do is you just need to start a sitcom and just call it Fat People. And I'll be in it with you. They need to cast me in it. And it's just regular people who just got fat in real life. Because you know what? Go on freaking Facebook. Everyone's fat. And if they're not fat, they have a picture of their kids or their goddamn dog. And you know they got fat.
You're very passionate about this. That's a good pitch, and if you can sell it, by God, I'll be on it. And because I'm that kind of guy, I'll help. But it would start
me and Kevin James and Melissa McCarthy and the girl from what's that American Housewife? Who's like she's totally gorgeous, but she's a little bit heavy.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
She's, more cushion she's for the pushing.
Beautiful.
Nothing wrong with that. Something to
beautiful
hold on to.
Woman.
Good. Curves are good. Absolutely. Curves are good.
You can pop out a couple kids. I mean, you look at, and here's the thing. It was funny. You mentioned Jennifer Aniston. You're talking about Friends. Mm-hmm. I was watching the new, Apple TV has that new series, The Morning Show. I was watching some episodes of that because I'm privileged and I get to see some of that stuff early. Right. And I said to my wife, she made a comment about Jennifer Aniston, you know, that she still looks good for how old she is. And I said,
she does.
She's 50, and I said, here's part of the thing. She's allowed herself to gain some weight. And that is not a criticism. Do not heap, negative thoughts on me because I'm saying that as a criticism. I'm saying that as a real thing. She's allowed herself to gain a little bit of weight. And when you gain some weight, your face plumps up a little bit. You don't have as many wrinkles. Mm-hmm. And she's not super thin. If you look at her in her outfits and stuff, she's not super thin. She has, you know, she has a little bit more meat on her.
She looks great.
She looks great. As opposed to somebody like Julie Bowen from the TV show Modern Family, who plays the mom. And if you go back and you look at a movie she was in called the American Werewolf in Paris, where she was super hot and she was thin, as like in her 20s, but she had curves and she had form and she had, you know, there was some shape there. But you compare her now, she looks like she's just fucking anorexic.
Well, see, that's
out.
A Hollywood thing, isn't it? I mean, you're
looking at
where that could cause you a problem. That's executives or whatever deciding, or are they doing research? They spent a lot of money on research. So are they doing, you know, these studies where they're having groups of people in and they ask them questions and then they say, no, skinnier or fatter, gaunt,
Hell? I don't know who's giving them this feedback, because you look at anything. You look at, you know, here's the thing, and I'm going to go into a blue area here, but
what's
if you talk about like the ideal of women, what men fantasize about, the ultimate place to look for that is pornography. When you look at pornography, do you see skinny, rail thin girls? No, you see women with breasts and curves and butts shaking and jiggling and twerking.
So you're
and
saying that Hollywood should be looking more towards the Valley or Vegas, where they film a lot of this stuff now, for women that are more in line with what we want as men. Is that what you're
saying? Look, this is the rule. In general, Hollywood and those image types and like the fashion magazines need to watch more pornography to see what men really find attractive and then adjust it to that. Because my experience has been, and you've proved me right. When I'll mention a woman, you'll be like, I like a natural woman. I like there be curves and imperfections and there to be maybe a little bit of, you know, it doesn't all have to be smooth and lacquered thin. It needs to look natural, and that's sexy. And that's what's so great. And that's why we need to do more movies and TV shows about fat people. I am just representing my base.
Your base is fat people.
Yes, whether it be in pornography or sitcoms that the whole family can enjoy.
Have you been in porn? Do you want to be in porn?
No, I'm not yet.
You went to the sandwich shop some weeks ago, whatever.
Well, there was a whole thing where I could have been a stripper.
To go out and shake it for cash. He was a skinny dude, and you were a bigger dude.
If I can find him again, look, you know, if you're listening to this podcast now, you know, Adonis, black man from Panera, come find me, because I will do that job for you now.
Then whatever it takes. I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do for your base, I suppose. I just say let people be who they are. What about women who complain all the time that they feel like they're marginalized, either A, by viewing, or then opportunities for jobs? I think a lot of these women have all, we've talked about this, where they get this work done either in Hollywood or everyday life anywhere else around the country, because they feel they have to look a certain way, and to the point where they almost look like they've hurt themselves, they've mutilated themselves under the idea of doing something for either us or for society as a whole. Which, where's the efficacy of the physicians making the choice to do this? I know that's not funny, but it's problematic. It's disturbing, because I see these women hurting themselves, and I'm like, I want to hold them. I want to console them.
You're just trying to get some action.
I'm just doing what I can do to help, because I'm here to help.
Do you remember Mary Lou Henner from Taxi?
I do.
I ran into her once on a press line. This was like 15 years ago. And she looked fantastic. And she was well in her 50s by that time. Mm-hmm. But she looked fantastic, because she is so pale, she doesn't tan whatsoever. So she never got the tanning. So she never got that leathery look. And even though she was mature, she looked fantastic. But she's not the young ingenue anymore. You never are.
Right.
But yeah, I'm all for, I'm, you know, be who you are. This whole, you know, I don't want a woman who's cut more than a Michael Bay film. I want to see, and I like naturalness.
Well, I think we know now what's available. You're married. I'm not. So good luck.
Chubby and Stick are out there with open arms for you, ladies. Just come see us.
We're here to help.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter
at Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.